So it must have been a pretty big cultural change when these things started to become available, these, you know, working overtime, having a day-for-day schedule. I mean, was there a big shift in the type of person who would go out and work on the river? I mean, before as opposed to after? I mean, it seems like it was becoming a bit more of a conventional, even middle-class job.
It was much more of a middle-class job. But for areas where you didn't have other types of opportunities, being chemical plants or coal mines, lumber yards, whatever, it offered an opportunity for certain areas that catered to the river industry, a good place to work with decent benefits and decent wages. And, you know, of course, the probably one of the most difficult things for a family was the wife having to be the mother and the father when the husband was going out on the boats. You really had to have a strong wife to do that. But myself, you know, I've been married for almost 40 years now, and we raised two sons, and both of them have been very successful. However, it was not in the river industry. They had opportunities to come out, but that didn't happen. They went on to college, and they both are in the computer fields, or IT fields.
Right.
So
when did you yourself get involved in the river industry?
Once I got out of high school, of course, you know, going through school, the parents always said, well, we don't want you to work on the river and in the river industry. Of course, as young as 5 years old, I can remember going out on the boats and interacting with the crews, and me and my father would take me up. There was a landing that was fairly close to our home, and when he would be getting on and off the boat, he would allow us to come on and maybe ride, you know, a couple miles up or down the river while he was moving a barge or two, and and then come back and get off and go home. And then one year, I was about 7 years old, he asked me if I'd like to ride over the weekend. And it was just a short run. We would go from Point Pleasant up to the head of the Kanawha River and back out. And so that took the Saturday and Sunday, and I got back off on Monday morning. And while I was on there with him, I was able to steer the boat and, you know, see all the crew and what they were doing and things. And kind of hooked me at the time. And of course, at 7 years old, to be hooked on something, it's like the child that wants to be a fireman or be any kind of another occupation. You know, you hear all kinds of kids say, you know, I want to be that. I think, you know, being on the boats really became a love of mine. And all through school, you know, that was kind of in the back of my mind, even though my parents actually wanted me to go on to college, which I did. I started out in pre-med and actually ended up with a degree in business administration with emphasis in accounting. And when I graduated, I actually returned to the boats. my father, well, I did work part-time while I was in college on the boats in the summertime and Christmas vacations and things. So that supplemented my income and allowed me to pay for college as well. Mm-hmm. So.